This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Mock Me, coming up in about 5 minutes, when you guys are going to be able to get in with all your mock drafts, whether that's just the Browns pick, just the top 10, trade Miles, don't trade Miles, trade two, don't trade two, and our buddy, the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren's going to get with us. So you are the pro Shador here. How do you feel when hearing Chris Trapasso's thoughts on these quarterbacks?
Well, I like that you volley it up that way. I noticed we don't play rejoins from Nathan when he goes hard in the paint for how great Shador Sanders is. I've noticed that.
So the reason why I did that is I didn't just want to be like, huh? That's why I don't want to take these clowns.
No, I think all this proves, though, is that Shador is a very polarizing quarterback. That's what this is. There are people that love him, and there are people that are the worst thing he said is he's a top 10 pick in the draft. Like it's not as if he went crazy. Which, by the way, when he comped him to Teddy Bridgewater, you could tell that was a compliment in Chris's eyes. That was him being like, this is a good thing. But he mentioned the good. He mentioned there's a lot of good there, and then he also said, you know, there's some inconsistencies like. I think Shador is very, very polarizing for a lot of reasons off the field. But what's fascinating is he's just as polarizing for what he is on the field.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch the narrative continue to shift as we get through the conversations about. And I wonder if the people saying you got to draft Shador today, I wonder if some of that has been influenced by the Miles stuff. And I actually think the more you push the Miles stuff, I think the less likely it is. Sorry, the more you push the Shador stuff, the more likely that becomes, the less likely I think it is Miles is back.
Oh, yeah. Miles didn't seem like he wanted anything to do with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. So
if there was anything that we gained out of last week when Miles was on his Super Bowl media tour, was the idea that he wants to play for a Jaden Daniels. He wants to play for somebody that's already doing it in the NFL, not somebody that has a chance to do it in the NFL.
Do you think right now... You could, if people could lock in Shador Sanders at two, but it meant locking in that you have to at some point before April trade Myles Garrett. Do you think Browns fans would make that trade?
I don't know, because I don't know that more Browns fans than not right now want Shador.
Oh, it feels like a groundswell.
It's been a lot of momentum in this past week, but I still, for every post that we have, Nick, where it's like, hey, Shador is awesome. The comments at the bottom of it, and comments aren't a great way to realize anything, obviously, but the comments at the bottom of it are always like, Shador stinks, what are you looking at? Meanwhile, the ones where it's like, we go off on Shador and people are like, Shador sucks, the comments there are like, Shador is awesome. I think he's very, very split. And so, no, I don't think a lot of people would sign up for that idea, because I think a lot of people are holding on to Miles.
We do have either the trade you're going to love or hate for Miles coming up in about 15 minutes, but let's get to Mock Me with Jake.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's Mock Me.
All right, Jake Murren, let's get it started.
Yeah, let's start with Joel Klatt, who presented his first mock draft this offseason on the Joel Klatt Show yesterday. He has the Giants trading up to the first overall pick to draft Shedeur Sanders, and I'll let Joel explain the rest.
Giants go up to number one, now Tennessee at three. Again, this is going to be my last trade, but now Tennessee, and this is why they were able to do it, they get Cam Ward. If they can't work something out with Shedeur Sanders, which again, I just don't think Shedeur Sanders is going to be willing to play in Tennessee with the history of what that organization has done from a quarterback position standpoint. Tennessee can either take Cam Ward with number one or go back to three, still get Cam Ward, and get draft capital. I think from Tennessee's standpoint, they're just going to be hopeful that Cleveland does go Abdul Carter, which again, it just fits because of the Myles Garrett issue. So that's why they can get Cam Ward at number three.
So can the Titans really put this much faith into the Browns not picking a QB at number two?
No, if you want Cam Ward at one, why do you want an extra pick and go down to three?
Made no sense. I think it's crazy. So Joel Klatt, I really do like. He might actually be my favorite college football person. Like, I exclusively seek out his college football content.
Mm-hmm.
This made no sense.
Yeah.
This was bird brain.
If you don't care if a quarterback's there, well, then you go down to three, or you go down to six, you go down to seven, you go down wherever. The Saints, I think, maybe at nine, you go wherever. But this idea that you would trade down in the event that the quarterback you want would fall to you. By the way.
Also then, like, crossing your fingers that the Browns don't take a quarterback then?
Or that the Browns don't then trade the number two pick to somebody that likes Cam Ward.
Jake, is he getting hammered for this take, or are people just letting it slide because we all like Joel Klatt. I just like Joel Klatt a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of the reaction to it, but I think his take is more so just based on the Titans not knowing what they're going to do at number one and them just going back to three as a security blanket.
Did he say what the Browns would do it to there?
He said Abdul Carter. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I like Abdul Carter, the Browns, but I'm going to say that is a D-. What do you say?
It's an F because there's no logic attached to it. Yeah, I want to be kind to him, but geez.
Mock me.
Why is Nick on the radio?
Next up, we go to NFL Network's Cynthia Freeland, who has the first quarterback taken at number three to the Giants. So she has Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter as the first two players off the board. Then Cam Ward goes to New York at three, and Shedeur Sanders falls to the Saints at number nine. What are the chances that a QB is not taken in the top two?
Oh, so I look at it more like Cam Ward would be the one to fall than Shedeur would be the one to fall. And it's not because I think Shedeur is anything rated higher than Cam. I think Cam is rated higher, and I think he's got a better perception than Shedeur does. But there are so many more teams linked to Shedeur Sanders. We know the connection with the Raiders and Tom Brady and how he's been training him and has known him since he was knee-high to a duck. Like, there's the connection there with the Giants, obviously attached to that as well. Cam Ward doesn't have these connections the same way. And so, like, if someone's going to fall, I look at it as Cam Ward, not Shedeur.
I think it's going to be Shedeur because he has a lower ceiling. I think in the end, at the top of the draft, ceiling is what's going to drive the draft. Now, that you and I see the quarterbacks differently anyway, so that's not a big to-do. I just think it's wild that, there are so many quarterback needy teams. I would be surprised if one of them doesn't go in the top two, even if it's a trade down. And again, maybe it's wildly early on this. People aren't desperate for quarterbacks yet. When they get through free agency and they've got Tyrod Taylor and Jordan Travis on the roster, or the desecrated husk of Derek Carr, you're going to start to feel the pressure of that. So I guess my point is, like, I can't see the teams in the top two just letting those guys fall. I don't know. I don't know why they would pass on either quarterback if they weren't trading down. I guess it's maybe my long-winded way of saying it.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one maybe like a C.
I'll go a C minus.
Mock me.
I'm a fat boy.
What's next up? Well done.
Our first fan submission for this week for Mock Me, we go to Ballmetrics on X. They said trade every single pick away for 2026, but take Tyler Shuck, the quarterback out of Louisville, in the later rounds. I think they're buying into the fact that this draft just isn't all that great. And all those trades, they're acquiring, I think, 26 draft picks in 2026.
All right. He's got 26, including, I don't think he has any first rounders. So you'd be trading down. And there are, I believe, 8 second rounders. Carry the 2, 8 third rounders. 4, 5 fourth rounders. If you're a trade down and get 26 picks, I'm going to need at least one future first.
There's still fewer picks than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Also, in this case, it is, we want to talk about the safest draft ever. take one
not
guy.
Not taking anyone.
And it's in the late sixth round. All right. This is a ridiculous mock draft. But I love the creativity. I'm going to say a B.
Little bit of a panda bear grade there?
No.
For the
no.
submission?
You don't know.
Little bit,
I will,
little bit.
I trade down like 17 times on PFF.
By the way,
it gets me good and randy.
I'm so done with PFF's little... They mock me every time I do a draft. Because the moment you take Shador Sanders, they make your draft grade an F.
Oh, not me.
They hate
it. Yeah, that's because they're good at it.
I don't know. Their computer system hates it, and I take Shador every time. And every time it's like F grade for the for your second
overall
pick.
That's interesting, because in the 33rd they of 1,000 drafts I've already done, I took Cam Ward at 2, and I got a B+. So I don't know. Maybe it's just...
The computer likes Cam Ward.
Maybe they're not pure for Shador.
They are definitely not.
I am almost always in the top 30 percentile of Browns mock drafts. Sorry to brag. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I tried getting into the mock drafts for you.
Have you considered I'm just better at mock drafting than you are?
No, my mock drafts get tanked because of the Shador pick.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's why I'm better.
It gets tanked.
I'm about cashing checks and winning games, and you're about your boy Shador.
You trade 17 times.
Yeah, exactly. Think about how many picks you can accrue.
Yeah.
2-6, 6-7, 7-9. I take Mason Graham. Oh, wait, I just traded Myles Garrett for the fourth pick. Wait, that's not how sequential order works. I traded him for the fourth pick and Joe Milton. I got to trade 4-6 now. Even though I already traded another pick for it. I'm just going to tell you, you go down the rabbit hole, and I'm like the Ozzie Newsome of PFF draft Knicks.
I give it a D, Jake. I give it a D.
I give it a B.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
Dan Parr of NFL.com released his first mock draft this morning, and it includes a Myles Garrett trade. Before getting to that, he has the Browns going with Abdul Carter with the second overall pick.
Seeing a trend?
Where's the Bucky Brooks? Bucky Brooks. I can't say his name now. I got too excited. I got to scratch it. What no name are we bringing up to the equation here?
Where is the Bucky Brooks?
Continue on with your NFL.whatever. NFL.net, is this even a site?
Don't lash out at Jake.
NFL.com.
What are you on, like, lash out at Jake.
Are you on footballisawesome.com? What are we on? Profootball.com. What are we on here?
This one is NFL.com, JP.
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Dan Parr.
I think he's on par with Bucky Brooks.
Yeah, below par. Bucky works for the same website, Jake. Same website.
But Dan's better.
Apparently.
It's at least more interesting. Let's get to it, though. Cam Ward goes first to the Titans, with Shador Sanders going to the Raiders at 6. Mm. Now for the Myles Garrett trade. He's being dealt to the Cowboys for the 12th overall pick. And Jonathan, I thought you were going to like this one because... The Browns pick Ashton Jeanty at number 12. Jentites rejoice.
No, that's gross.
How are you feeling?
That's gross. I don't need a running back number 12.
So I get Abdul Carter and Ashton Jeanty?
Yeah, that's how that first round goes.
I think I would rather do anything else with the number 12 pick.
Basically anything else. And many running backs in the second round, and we're taking Jeanty. This is why this guy... I'm not going to get
that's
mean.
That's why he's not,
no,
on
not gonna
par
get mean.
With Bucky Brooks.
I'm not
going to
get
joke.
Mean. I'm not going to get mean.
Make the joke, Mr. Joke Maker.
Yeah, give me my ha-has. I give it a D.
I give it a D plus.
Mock me.
Give me more, fat
Jake,
man.
Where are you with your mocks, by the way? I heard you're a big Shador Sanders guy.
Oh, am I now? Big Shador guy.
Don't act so surprised.
I'd like Shador at number 2. I lean more towards you on that one, JP.
Just want to know where you stand.
It's okay. You can be wrong.
Just want to know where you stand. And then I also heard your very anti-Daryl Ryder takes from yesterday at 6 o'clock. I just want to hear where you stand on that
as
well.
Are you just teeing him up to say things that you secretly think?
Daryl, not secretly. I was very vocal about everything that we're alluding to here.
I don't know. I think we might get into that when Daryl hosts tomorrow with Nick.
Ooh, a little Donnybrook potentially.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right, next mock draft comes courtesy of NFL draft analyst Chad Reuter, who released a 3-round mock draft. The first 3 picks, Cam Ward to Tennessee, Travis Hunter to Cleveland, and Shador Sanders to the Giants. To start the second round, Chad has the Browns selecting Quinn Ewers out of Texas. What do you guys think about Travis Hunter and Quinn Ewers coming to the Browns?
That's the part I don't understand of all these mock drafts. It always has us taking, like, Travis Hunter at 2, and then, like, but for the Giants, they get over-the-top excited for Shador.
So, remember when Steve-O used to staple parts? Like, and that was, like, a thing. That was, like, his attraction. And people were like, oh, he's going to do it! And then he would do it, be like, ah, gross! That's what that mock draft was. That's basically stapling vital parts of myself to myself in a way that I just wouldn't do, not even for Steve-O kind of money. Quinn Ewers at 33. Mm. And I got to deal with Travis Hunter, a cornerback at 2.
This is our least favorite draft.
He better be Revis Island if he's going number 2. I mean, Denzel Ward is a shutdown corner.
We have that. Yeah, we have it.
Is a elite corner, and he was taken 4. And even then, I still wanted Bradley Chubb over Denzel. I was wrong. I can admit it. Denzel's been the better player. All right, do we have another fan submission?
Yeah, this next fan submission is pretty chaotic. It comes from at Sir Wiseboys on X. He has the Browns making 2 trades in the first round. First, Myles Garrett is dealt to the Buccaneers to reunite with Baker for the 19th overall pick and 2 seconds. Then Cleveland ends up trading the 19th overall pick to the Bills to move back to number 30. The picks themselves, he has the Browns picking Abdul Carter and Josh Connerly Jr. in the first round. The only QB taken by the Browns is in the 3rd round with Connerly's teammate Dylan Gabriel joining him in Cleveland. Mm. I know that's a lot to follow, but how would you guys grade this mock draft?
What do we do in the 2nd round?
Welfare Tua. He makes his appearance.
I really think I got to know what they do in the 2nd round, and then I'll be able to truly give you an adequate grade.
So they have UNC running back Omarion Hampton at pick 33.
Oh, also, I do like him, though.
BGSU tight end Harold Fannin in the 3rd
That's
round.
That's actually really nice right there.
Oh, that is a
That's
darn,
an awesome combo.
Yeah, can I just strike Dylan Gabriel from the record? Because everything else makes me moderately happy. Like Connerly in the late 1st round. So you got a left tackle, a Miles replacement. You got a running back that can come in and be the focal point of your offense. You didn't force the quarterback until the 3rd round. I'm going to give this an A. I'm going to say it right now.
B minus.
All right. Jesse has one.
Mock me.
I don't know if you saw this, but Jesse
what was that?
Threw this out there.
Just mumbled and pointed.
Jesse, at Jesse Setliff saying, at 2, Cam Ward.
Okay.
Because Shador went 1.
Oh.
33.
Finally, some respect for Shador.
33, Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan. 67, Xavier Restrepo, wide receiver out of Miami.
Restrepo.
89, I don't know how I got 89. 89, Ernest Green III, tackle out of Georgia. And 94, I think this is Anthony Allant's favorite player, Carson Scheisweisinger. Linebacker out of UCLA. But I think it's Schweisinger. That's how you say it.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm just not going to say them right now. B-.
Ooh, I'll stick with a B-minus as well.
Yeah, well done.
Further reaction in the trade, you're either going to love or hate for Myles Garrett in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Craig Carton on FS1.
Breakfast Ball.
breakfast ball, which, you know, I think we've gotten to a point where not every name
needs... It's not a great name.
Well, it's because I don't want to make the criticism of FS1 because it's what sports stations do, but like, every podcast has some pithy name, and it's just, guys, we're trying too hard. Like, just name the podcast Doug's Podcast now, all right? Because you'll stand out more.
It's Doug's time.
If everything is like, no, I don't know whose podcast that is, so I realize it could be ripping somebody in town.
Yeah, but you know,
if everything's a riff on sports, I'm inundated with sports podcast names.
I mean, listen, I hosted a show called Overtime. I'm very aware of what we do in this industry, but I don't think it matters. But it's a bad name. It's a bad name. You thought they were. What hasn't been covered yet that is sports adjacent?
I just think it's cruel, though, when then somebody is like, it's like their second chance, and then you tie the name of their show to what they got in trouble for. And I'm like, right. Have they done enough? They've served their time. Give them the chance. They don't need to be tied to that activity for the rest of time.
What am I missing here? Breakfast ball is golf.
There's three that I can remember in town off the top of my head, and I'm not
saying. Oh, I thought you were doing like a Craig Carton specific one, because I was like, that was a ticket sale scam. That was. You're giving me the.
I'm wondering how much I want to say and how much I just want to get into the Craig Carton sound. And I think I just want to get into the Craig Carton sound.
Big ticket sales game. They made a whole HBO documentary about his gambling problems and everything attached to it. It was a whole documentary. It was a good documentary.
And it makes more money now. So commit crimes, kids. 216-474-0092. Don't commit crimes, kids. Unless you want to make more money. So Craig Carton was on FS1, and this actually yesterday, and had a trade idea for Myles Garrett that involves Aaron Rodgers going elsewhere, not coming to Cleveland.
If you're Kyle Shanahan, you're getting close to the end of the rope there in San Francisco, okay? So Aaron Rodgers goes to San Francisco, where he grew up, where he loves being, right? Yep. Has a house out there in California. He's now the starting quarterback for San Francisco. Give me a couple years out of him based on what I saw him do for the New York Jets this past year. Brock Purdy gets traded to the Cleveland Browns for Myles Garrett. Oh, now we're starting to push just a little bit, aren't we? And that affords Cleveland the opportunity to then trade the number two pick overall for a bevy of picks to fill out other holes they have on their roster.
All right, if I told you that was Craig Carton or Steven the habitual drunk at your local bar, that seems like a Steven the habitual drunk trade, right?
Was it the, oh.
That's actually, which by the way, that's exactly great. My tell is I get boisterous in the weirdest ways. No judgment, Craig Carton. No judgment.
Oh,
all of a sudden we're excited here.
His reaction was like, you know, when the magician finishes the trick and they have to like oomph it up to tell the audience, like, now's the time. It's over. You did it. That's what that was for him.
Oh,
the big reveal.
I hate everything about this.
Well, you don't like Brock Purdy. You're a known Brock Purdy hater, which is understandable.
Anti-Purdite.
You are an anti-Purdite, and in this scenario, we don't really get much else outside of Brock Purdy back.
So if you said two firsts and a couple extra picks and Brock Purdy, you have the right to pay Brock Purdy money. Listen, I'd suddenly be in on the idea.
And that's how he should be treated. He should be treated as if, like, okay, you have to pay him now $50 million a year.
Yeah.
That's the expense. We're just washing our hands clean of this, essentially.
Now, I think who it works most for is San Francisco, because they absolutely should be in the business of trying to get Aaron Rodgers there. Like, you want to talk about a guy who is just as big of a you-know-what as... As Aaron Rodgers, it's Kyle Shanahan. Ask anybody that was in Cleveland with him a decade ago.
But that's why it would be problematic, right?
No. I think they cancel each other out. Two Ds cancel each other out.
This isn't two negatives all of a sudden making a positive.
They speak each other's language.
I think both needed to be their own show. Oil and water.
I think
the dynamics just aren't at play here.
In fairness, Kyle has loved some simp quarterbacks. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is not rocking the boat. Brock Purdy is as generic as it gets. I mean, that's a store brand personality there. Oh, did you get this at Aldi? You certainly did, and you paid Aldi prices for it.
I love a good Aldi's conversation.
There's some value there.
All Every time you do a grocery store conversation, it always ends up coming up.
I just feel like Brock Purdy is the store brand quarterback, and his personality is store brand. There's no sizzle. Now, again, if this is in lieu of taking a quarterback at two, I can understand Brock Purdy becomes your Alex Smith. He becomes the guy that stabilizes the shift, the ship rather, or the shift, any of the S's really.
Whatever needs stabilizing.
And then you have a bevy of other picks to kind of build the roster around him. And maybe, just maybe, if next year one of the picks, whether it's from trading down out of two or trading Miles, turns into a good pick, then you can take a quarterback and let them rest as Brock Purdy kind of plays for the next year or two after that.
This felt like a classic big-time media. Let's only solve San Francisco's problems, and the Browns would just live with the consequences of all that. The Browns don't want Brock Purdy. Hold on, there is a part of me that is intrigued by Stefanski with Brock Purdy, though.
Which part of you? Ankle?
The part that...
Have some sink. I realized how it sounded as I came out here.
Someone step on a duck.
Hey.
I believe Stefanski, he thinks he's Shanahan in many ways.
Yeah.
And he wants to be Shanahan in many ways. And so I feel like Brock Purdy, I wonder if you could almost copy and paste. The problem there is that Brock Purdy only works because you had so many weapons.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy doesn't work on this Browns team.
I also think Brock Purdy... for half a season in worse weather, like in domes, I've watched dying quail passes every five passes from him when there's literally no weather. Can you imagine Brock Purdy in a snow globe game?
I can. Iowa State. He did a lot of them. He played there for 4 years.
And that's why he was drafted last.
I mean, it's awful.
Now, you know who would love this? The Morning Boys.
Yeah, they would get on board with it.
I mean, you go from Yang to now, all of a sudden you've upped your Iowa State connection to Brock Purdy. What more could you want on this planet?
Didn't Lima famously tell Brock Purdy's parents that Brock Purdy sucks to their face?
Yeah, and they could regale in that story every week when Brock Purdy joined them.
Remember the time I told you your son stinks at this?
Wasn't that funny how wrong I was?
How funny. We had some ahas over it.
I mean, again, I don't think trading for Brock is the worst idea. I don't think using Miles to get a... to me, bridge quarterback is the most overstated thing. To me, a real bridge quarterback is not somebody to start in 2025. It's to start for the next 2 or 3 years as you figure out your long-term plan at quarterback.
Is there anybody at quarterback that you would consider throwing Miles into a trade package with, though? Like, I'm trying to think if there's anybody... because my idea with Miles and then getting the quarterback, they're two different thought processes for me. Like Miles is his own haul, and getting a quarterback is its own entity as well. The idea that you even group them together, unless we're talking like a Trevor Lawrence type trade, I can't think of one that would come to...
Lawrence was probably one guy I thought of. I think they might do it for a Kyler type guy, but I would stay away from Kyler. I agree, though. I think, you know, we asked Chris Trapasso at 540 today, and I asked it for a reason. I had asked him, like, all right, what gets you more of a trade package here, trading two or trading Miles? Because I think if you do both, you're going to set yourself not just in the best position to get a quarterback next year. I think with what you could get for both the second pick and Miles, even if you don't get a quarterback, this could be a 1 year or 1.5 year rebuild.
I think it would sting extra hard if you traded for a quarterback and you used Miles to do so. And then obviously it was, like, let's say it's Brock Purdy, for instance, and then Purdy is just eh. That stings
it's
harder.
Just Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that stings harder than having a couple draft picks, and then maybe you don't pick the draft picks, and they just kind of stink.
216-474-0092. Craig Carton's trade idea: Aaron Rodgers to San Francisco, Brock Purdy to Cleveland, Miles Garrett to San Francisco. What would have to be in this trade for you to not hate it as much as I possibly hate it? Multiple first round picks and then some, in case we missed it. Rounding out the show in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.